Welcome back. We are at the Rouse's in Marrero with you until 6 o'clock, so about another 15 minutes. Come on down, get all of your stuff for a huge weekend. High school football tonight. Of course, at 7 o'clock, we'll have the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Before that, the Brian Kelly Show. And then tomorrow, LSU. Tulane is at South Alabama. What a huge win for them over Northwestern last week. With their new quarterback. Football tonight, Kansas City and the Chargers at Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Have you seen some of the security?
For that game? I just remember you telling me last year that you knew somebody that was on, I guess, the special teams. It was Philly and Green Bay.
They couldn't wear the green.
And they couldn't, but it was just a travel.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Travel nightmare.
Like 2 hours to practice and back. You're a good guy.
Yes, just and that's one way.
With the police escort.
With the escort, and it was interesting. And so, as we know, as the NFL continues to grow, the international games will be mainstays, and they will continue to add games. I wouldn't be surprised within the next 3 to 5 years that you have – outside of the Jaguars, well, the Jaguars already play more than one international game. You're going to have multiple teams playing at least two international games. What do you think?
Is that in an 18-game season or 17?
Well, the 18 is coming as well. So, right, so I mean, the only question is
– that's tough, man. Unless you schedule them back-to-back, play in Germany this week and in France next week?
If it's up to me, that's what I would want.
Right.
If I'm the team.
And then off, and then open.
Well, if I'm the team, that's what I'm asking for. But I think once they go to 18, you're going to get the two bye weeks.
Right. You'll
get the two bye weeks. But here's the part, though. And I know it because the Saints did it. You don't have to have a bye week directly after your international game.
You choose
whether you want that bye week then. Because if your international game is early, like week 4 or 5, and you take that bye week, man. And do you understand the stretch that you have coming up?
Right. And a lot of teams do it differently. Saints left from Carolina that night on a Sunday night, flew right over, spent the week. A lot of teams now feel like don't even get involved in the time delay. Well, just go over like Thursday or Friday.
It depends on where they play it as well.
Right.
Because the New York teams, they like to come over that Friday.
Right.
They like to stay at home, and the New York teams, they like to come over that Friday. But some of the West Coast teams as well, though, they will go over early.
go the other direction.
Yeah, because for them, it's almost like I have to go early because of the time, how it
– you cross the international timeline.
Yeah, and so it's interesting, depending on where you play and depending on where your home market is as well as when – you know, some of those teams when they leave. I mean, because Miami was one where they came over that Friday. I remember when we played them, you know, it was like, no, we're not coming up. We're not coming over early to hang out and be there. The Chargers, I think the Chargers came over early with us. I can't remember. Honestly, that was, I'm going back to when I played in it. I think that was the second game back in 2008.
In London, right?
Yeah, in London.
And I know I said this during the Charger game, but the Chargers, when they play tonight, will have played on their fifth continent. So, you know, we talk about an international game. Yeah.
Well, I got one continent we won't be playing on unless some ice melts.
Antarctica.
Thank you.
Antarctica. We will see. I tell you, it is amazing. It is amazing. But you watch, you know, the numbers. And what, you know, last night?
It will be unbelievable. I heard Charlie and Mike and Steve last night. I think, what game was it that got 16.5? Was it Ohio State, Texas? So, 16, which is really good. Really good. But the NFL game last night for Dallas, and I hadn't seen the numbers, but if I had to throw, and this number wouldn't be far off, at least 42 million.
Did they stay for the hour rain delay?
No, they probably had to go to bed.
But. Some of them East Coasters, I don't know, man. That's tough.
Philly.
Yeah.
Philly market, though, and that New York market, you know they were watching. But it's Dallas, and so their
and it was a close game.
Their fan base is going to be engaged and watch. But, I mean, just think about that. And I hadn't seen the numbers, but I feel comfortable in throwing that number out there and feeling pretty good about it. But that just tells you the power of the NFL. And I would not be one bit surprised if tonight's game doesn't come in around that number as well. It's going to come in around that number as well. And, yeah, they'll be at 18 games before we know it as far as the NFL is concerned.